Why, you lazy crap for crap!
Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 084. Yes, this is Caffeination 84, the stuffed edition. Yes, this just happens to be the third podcast we've produced in one long extended weekend. We had Wednesday night, Tukey Day, and then again on Sunday night. So this has been a relatively busy past couple of days. Hope everybody out there had a good Tukey Day. Hope you enjoyed the extra offering. I realized after I finished up the... After I finished up the show on Wednesday night, I was like, you know, I didn't mention start that over again. Realized I didn't mention Thanksgiving once. I was like, you know what? I bet I could build a menu of PodSafe music from food-related terms. I bet you people would find that kind of interesting. Or, you know, at least I would think it's kind of interesting. So hopefully that all worked out for you. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it. I got a lot of pretty good comments about that. So we're trying to get through this level of caffeination here. We're trying to make everything work all right. So hopefully you've been enjoying the new server. Hopefully you've headed on over to www.caffination.com. Checked out our recipes section. We have two recipes up there already. We have Black Gold, which we talked about last time here on the podcast, and we also have our original coffee float recipe. So hopefully you enjoyed them, and let's see what else we're going to be able to cook up for you. We're actually going to have a little bit of thing we're going to talk about a little bit later on. We also have a comment section, and if everything goes well, we're going to have a forum on there, so you can converse with other Caffeination podcast listeners if it ever gets to that point. So far, figured out probably around 75% of the people who used to listen to the show when we were hosted on Podomatic are still listening to it today, and more of you are coming over, or new people are finding the show. Always good to know, always good to hear. So hopefully this is working out for you. If you have any problems, please feel free to send an email on over to caffeination@gmail.com. It was a little bit hard getting email this weekend. Had a lot of stuff going on. A lot of things actually went wrong here at the Caffeination headquarters. We had a leak under the sink in the kitchen, which turned into a massive project on Saturday morning. I had to rip all the insulation down in parts of the garage, replace stuff, fix pipes. It was wonderful. So I'll talk to you a little bit about that later on. It's actually going to be in my blog, so you'll be able to read it all. It's fun stuff. So well, let's do a little bit of a rundown what you can expect from today's show. As always, we have plenty of great tech tidbits for you, a little bit of general info, pretty much the normal stuff, a little explanation, and I think there's only one thing in the Caffeinated Bits section today, but as always, we have plenty of great PodSafe music from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. First up, we have a artist that we heard here. Actually, both of the artists that we're going to be playing tonight we heard on the pods from the PodSafe Music Network before. The first one is Dust Rhinos. Yes, that crazy little named band from the PodSafe Music Network. Hopefully you enjoyed their last offering. Now, here's their new one. Now, if there's one song that I really like, I mean, it's Metallica did it. It's an old Irish drinking song. And as they said in the beginning of the Metallica rendition of that anyway, sorry about that. But as they said in the beginning of that, it's like all Irish songs are drinking songs. So hopefully you like this rendition of Whiskey in a Jar. Now just do me a favor and give it a little bit of time before you make your judgment on it. It starts off a little bit slow, but it's real good rendition. Hope you like this one. Again, here's Dust Rhinos with Whiskey in a Jar from the PodSafe Music Network.
I was going over Cork Kerry Mountains. Came on Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, I then produced my rapier. Said stand and deliver, for I am the bold deceiver. Wish you ring up to a blast. Back for the daddy, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. Put it in my pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. The devil take the woman for she lies so goddamn easy. Push your ring-em, do-em, da. Back for the daddy-o. Back for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Me chamber to take a little slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and it really is no wonder. Jenny took me charges and she filled them up with water. Said for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. But she'll ring of doom da. Whack for the daddy-o. Whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
Rhinos with Whiskey in the Jarro. So if you're just tuning into this podcast and you wonder if you stumbled upon a country station or a folk music station, then no. We assure you you are listening to the Caffeination Podcast, the high-octane world of tunes and tech, coffee, and all things caffeine. But every once in a while, we throw a little curveball your way. So hopefully you liked the Dust Rhinos. And again, that was Whiskey in the Jar from the Podsafe Music Network. So we really enjoyed their rendition. It didn't have the same edge as the Metallica version did. Kind of like, I don't know, for some reason when like a hard rock or a metal band redoes something, and it just seems like something especially is supposed to be gritty and, you know, down and dirty, it just seems that much better. So, you know, like I heard a heavy metal rendition of Greensleeves once that was like unbelievable. So, I mean, that's probably my musical taste, but still every once in a while you got to go back to the roots of the song. So that's definitely a great little song they got going there. So I figure might want to get you into the tech tidbits. But first we said, you know, we're actually going to talk a little bit about some other stuff, but I almost forgot to do it again. We'd first like to thank the sponsor for the Caffeination Podcast. This show has been sponsored by GoToMeeting. Try it free for 45 days. Getting to and from meetings can be a real waste of time and money. Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting, flying to headquarters for a half-day training session. Save time and money by meeting online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, invite people to meet you online. During your call, they can see your computer screen. Meet as long as you want, as often as you need, for one flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days, no credit card required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and type in the promo code PODCAST. That's PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com and type in PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today, no credit card needed. All right, so, yeah, we've been having a whole bunch of fun here at the Caffeination, but tonight was, I knew as soon as the football schedule was released that tonight was going to be a hard show. And unlike a lot of the geeks that are out there, I'm, I don't know, I guess I'm kind of a geek on the cusp. Because on one hand, I'm a very hardcore geek. I love shiny things and gadgets. And if you gave me the choice between tickets to a regular game of some sort or a real shiny Palm Pilot or something like that, I'd most probably take the Palm Pilot. But still, it just boils down to I love certain kinds of sports. I'm not a real big fan of basketball. Love baseball, love football, and love hockey. I mean, absolutely, all the time. We're going to have a serious problem producing this podcast come the spring, actually, because I love playoff hockey. So, but tonight was actually the late night for the Eagles to play, and I'm a Philly boy, born and bred, so tonight was going to be a hard time had to multitask, had the TV on in the background while I was doing the podcast, but then, it became easier and easier to focus on the podcast as of last glance, they were losing 31-14, so I figured this was a good time to start recording. Every once in a while, I'm going to hang this up, in between segments, shall we speak, check the score, make sure I'm not missing anything momentous. But still, sometimes it's hard to be a geek that's interested in sports, but still, we're going to run down the Tech Tidbits section for you here tonight. Well, first up here in the Tech Tidbits, we just got our iTunes listing fixed, but not in the normal way. We're supposed to have a 301 redirect, which you really don't know what that has to be. It's basically something that our old host was supposed to have done. They said they did it. I believe that they did it, but it didn't work. So what that was supposed to do was they were supposed to make some change on their end, which was supposed to go to iTunes, change the address that iTunes was supposed to look for. Then it was supposed to go out to all the people who were subscribed in iTunes and change the address so that they got all the new content. Works wonderful in theory, didn't work so well. So what we're going to do is we decided to cut our losses, basically, sorry about that. That kind of snuck up on me there. We're going to cut our losses. Basically, we delisted the original listing for the Caffeination Podcast because it was sending you into the wrong directory, sending you into the wrong feed. You weren't getting any of the new content, and we decided to relist it. So by the time you're downloading this podcast, if you go to the iTunes Music Store and search for Caffeination, you should see the new show. Basically, you'll know it's the new show if any episode is over 81. So if you see 82, 83, or Caffeination Tukey Day, then you know that you have found the correct listing for the Caffeination Podcast. Hopefully that'll be all sorted out by tomorrow morning. All right, now, we have a whole bunch of crazy stuff here in the Caffeination. There seems to be a lot of stuff, coming out for, the Yuletide. So we're like, maybe we should dig deeper, find a lot more of the techie stuff. Because a lot of the news right now is being focused on the next generation console wars. It's all about PlayStation 3, the Nintendo Wii, and the Xbox 360. Which is all well and good if you're interested in that. But we have people here who listen to this podcast who don't even drink coffee. So why would I spend every waking minute of thinking about coffee, other than the fact that I do, but why would I spend every minute in the podcast talking about coffee if it's not going to interest everybody? Why would I spend every minute of the podcast talking about all the crazy next-generation console stuff if it's not really going to interest everybody? So we're spreading the news around, trying to find all the nuggets that have slipped through into the cracks. And the first one we have up here from Engadget is actually a crazy kind of biometric security device. Now, if you're not familiar with the term biometric, basically it means that anything that's flesh-related that is a password or something like that. Like, I recently set a laptop up for one of the people in work, and it had a fingerprint scanner. Now, this is the first one that I've actually had to work on. Had a fingerprint scanner. So I was unsure how to set her laptop up initially because I can't scan my fingerprint because it won't unlock for her. She's now scared to scan her fingerprints because she's afraid that if she has it, if her hands are sweaty or something like that, she's not going to be able to operate the laptop correctly. So, I mean, there's a good deal of nervous energy that goes towards biometrics. That's basically fingerprints, retina scans, if it scans your eye. There's a whole bunch of crazy stuff that does this. So what this is a finger vein scanner. Apparently the pattern of veins that are in your hands and everywhere on your body, the way that they're laid out is completely different in everybody. Just slightly. So what this does is you slip your four fingers from one of your hands into this little device. It takes a little scan right through your fingers, takes the pattern of your veins, how they move about throughout the surface, and then it unlocks whatever you're trying to do. Now, here's the only problem I have with it. It says it's 150,000 yen, which breaks down to about $5. No, it's around $1,280. Now, here's the thing. It only scans 10 people. For $1,200, almost $1,300, that you should be able to update this thing to about 100 people. I mean, you should be able to have, like, different add-ons you can throw in there. So I don't really know how cool, you know, how good it is, but still. And like I said, we're trying to intersperse the news all over the place, so we're going to talk a little bit about some of the next-generation console thing. First of all, there's something very near and dear to my heart. It's a Xbox 360 video. Now, here's the thing. They just released, I think last week, that you can download movies and TV shows onto your Xbox, which is really cool, and that you can play movies that are on your computer on your Xbox. Here's the problem. Some of the podcasts and some of the serial webcomics and stuff like that that I watch, and you know, even some of the TV shows or something like that that you stream onto your computer, they're not in Windows Media format. They're not, so you can't play them. So I linked up a story in case anybody out there had an Xbox 360, and they wanted to know how you can play other kinds of movies. So I just linked it up, and then we're going to move on. There's no real need to focus on it other than the fact that Microsoft has said they're going to start supporting more and more different kinds of video files. So for instance, right now I have probably around maybe 2,000 different video files. I mean, these are things like episodes of the Red versus Blue webcomic. Now, for the first 2 years I was watching Red versus Blue, I downloaded everything in QuickTime because it was smaller and it worked better on my Mac. Then I started downloading everything in Windows Media format because that became smaller, only to realize that I can only watch the second 2 years that I've downloaded so far, and all this is perfectly legal content, so it's not like I'm stealing TV shows or I'm stealing movies or anything like that. It's just I have a lot of, you know, the stupid videos that you see online, the viral videos, I have a lot of them. I can only see about a fourth of them. So, I mean, I just like to be able to play whatever videos on my computer on my Xbox. But it is pretty cool because I've been watching some of the episodes of Red versus Blue on the TV, and it just adds a whole new dimension to it. It's pretty cool. Even though I've said that about 16 times. Now, you know what? I really don't envy Microsoft with this next thing. Now, you'd think that a software giant, a company this huge, who tries to please everyone, you'd think they'd get a little break if they were trying to, for instance, let's just assume that, for the purpose of argument, you were a small indigenous tribe on the, in the western regions of Chile, and, you know, nothing is really in your native language. Now, if Microsoft were to translate the entirety of Windows and Office into your native tongue, would you consider that bad? Well, apparently the, Chilean Mapuche Indians don't think so, and they're suing Microsoft for the intellectual piracy of releasing Windows translated into its native code. Now, if this is the case, then every nation which controls a sovereign lingual body, shall we say. So, for instance, I don't think France could sue Microsoft because there's other countries that speak French. Well, at one point in time, they might have gotten the tongue from France, you know, being colonies and the like. I don't think that they could, you know, sue it because they're not the only body that controls what French is. But I think they might have a case, especially if they're talking about specific grammar points. I mean, it does seem ridiculous, but I don't know how this is going to go. I just thought I should put it out there. Like, this is ridiculous. I can't understand it. Like, do these people not want their language out there? Do they not want people to see it? Well, evidently not. Let's see what else we got. Alright, now here we're going to begin the weekly section of gadgets. Now, this is just stuff that's all over the map. And with Christmas coming up, with the Yuletide season on its way, figure I might want to throw out a couple crazy things. Now, imagine you're a tech support worker working in your office. You're working on a server or something like that, and you see a little student, a little noob who walks into your office and says, "Yeah, I forgot my password." And this person's asked you maybe 7 or 8 times over the past couple months to reset their password, you'd think they'd write it down by now. No. Now you don't have to wither them with scathing comments, give them a derogatory look or anything like that. No. Now you can train the Stryker 2 USB laser-guided missile launcher at them. Yes, that is correct. There's a dual-barreled laser missile launcher. It's kind of like a tripod, looks like a little Scud missile, Patriot missile launcher. This is just crazy. I don't know if there's like a camera on there so you can actually see, or if you could just kind of, you have to kind of use the embedded tools. So I thought it was kind of crazy. I really, really, really want one. Unfortunately, it's like $50, and that's just a little too high for a gag gift for me. So I almost asked the wife to get it for me just because I think it would be awesome, especially if it had a camera attached to it. Could you imagine having the computer on at home, logging in, and then trying to call your cats over and starting to shoot missiles at them? I just think that would be hilarious. They wouldn't know what to think, especially if you could strategically place these a couple of these things around the house. And now that's a nanny cam. She does something you don't like, you fire one off. That's just awesome. But however, they did not hold a candle to the desktop trebuchet. Now, the trebuchet is a medieval siege engine. I cannot find the article that I was looking for. It was somebody who built a trebuchet into the top of his PC so that when he ejected the CD tray, what it did was it fired the missile. Now, I just thought that was awesome, so I kept trying to find it, never found anything. So I was like, you know what, I'll just put an article up there on how to make your own mini trebuchet. Hopefully somebody out there will find the article where the guy attached it to his computer and make it a little bit more topical, shall we say. Now, if you're somebody out there who's looking for a USB drive, which is not as readily recognizable as such, then you might not want to choose the next idea, or you might want to choose the next idea, although I don't know why anybody would. Especially don't think that this would be a good gift for your wife. This is the bowling ball flash drive. Yes, this is, I don't know how to describe this other than this is a 16-pound bowling ball with a USB flash drive embedded into it. I don't know how much it is. I do not know what the capacity of it is. I just wanted to put it up there because I thought it was absolutely unbelievable that somebody would make a 16-pound flash drive. And yes, the little USB port pushes in and pushes out, so I do believe that this is a working flash drive as well as a functioning bowling ball. So there's... I have no idea. There's no other way to describe this. We're just going to let that one drop. And then next on your shopping list, if you're Donald Trump's personal secretary or somebody else, you might want to try and get one of these, although I don't know why they picked this specific model. Yes, someone has taken a HP LaserJet P2015 and 24-karat gold gilded it. Basically, they covered every square inch of the outside except for the logo in gold. Now, I work in a department in the university where we use large format printers called plotters. These things print things up to 36 and 42 inches wide, respectively. How cool would, and the units themselves are 6 feet and 8 feet wide, respectively. How cool would it be if they gold leafed one of them? Now, that would be impressive looking. This is like a mid-level desktop, so I don't know. But the starting price for this thing before they gold leafed it was $299. That just doesn't seem to to scream bling to me, but still, I just thought I should throw it out there because that's absolutely insane. And then every computer geek, hardcore computer geek, has the desktop, the ubiquitous desktop of scantily clad women on there. But that's something that you can hide if you have a girlfriend coming over, if some girl actually decides to grace you with her presence. The next link we have up in the show is actually somebody who modded his computer to be a surfer girl. So it's like, but not like the entire body either. It's a relatively well done job. It's a striking resemblance to a cartoon girl, but it's only from her, about 3 inches above her, or below her navel on up. So it's the top half of the girl, probably right around the hip bones on up. It just doesn't make any sense. I also don't know if I'd necessarily want to, have that much of a reminder that I'm never ever going to get the chance to further the species, so to speak. So it just, I don't know, I thought I should put it out there. This guy had way too much time on his hands, obviously. There was another computer mod a little while back where somebody actually made a full two-scale woman. It was from some video game. She was actually kneeling on the ground, and it was not just a normal PC and everything. Everything was wireless, so it was done correctly. But she was, like, all dressed up in camo gear and everything, and they showed how, her chest actually opened up so that you could service the parts in there, you know, like your stereotypical robot would, you know, and then just drop down, but still. Yes, my sound effects are absolutely wonderful. I expect you all to bow down in respect for them, but still. And then one little bit of more next-generation console stuff. This guy, actually, there's a video up online, and people have been complaining about these, but the Wiimote, the actual controller for the Nintendo Wii, it's motion-sensitive. So when you're bowling, you're making the motion for bowling. When you're pitching, you're making the motion to pitch. Now, the problem is, this thing is so svelte and so slick that it's actually starting to slip out of people's hands. Now, you don't think this would be a problem, but some, you know, a lot of people are actually taking it to heart, and they're trying to throw that 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and they're throwing and breaking their TVs, they're breaking their screens, they're breaking the Wiimotes as it is, and it turns out that the hand strap that they put on these things is actually held in place by something that looks like fishing line. So the link that I have over there to Joystick actually has a video of somebody doing this, and when he and you can see it, and it's unbelievable. I mean, first of all, that he would actually take that much effort and put it in there. But I mean, if you're going to have that kind of high velocity, don't you think they would put a little bit of rubberized grip on it? So still just thought it was interesting, thought I should pass it along. Then the next up from the sci-fi blog.sci-fi.com, we have the Overachiever of the Year award going to teen who creates a nuclear fusion reactor in his parents' basement. Yeah, this kid, after probably 1,000 man hours, managed to create his own fusion reactor. Don't know if it's legal, and if you live anywhere near the outskirts of Detroit, you might want to think twice before you wander into one of your buddy's basements, but this is unbelievable. They're waiting for the scholarship offers to rake in for this kid, but then again, I'm not necessarily sure that the Department of Homeland Security isn't going to come knocking and say, yeah, you might want to just take it down a notch and not use that kind of thing, because yeah, you're now being considered a national secret. Like, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of crazy security stuff that happens on the borders, and people who are and are not allowed anywhere near different borders in the United States. Like, I remember a while ago, there was a gentleman who had the source code for PGP tattooed on his back. And since the source code for PGP and most different kinds of encryption, actually it was a specific encryption algorithm, was tattooed on his back. Since most encryption is considered to be a volatile export, it's not allowed out of the country. So obviously this man, having source code tattooed onto his back and arms, was not allowed anywhere near an airport, and he was also not allowed to be photographed. So he had to actually mess up the pictures of the photographs, and they arrested the tattoo artist. I mean, it was a real big story. I think it's probably about 8 years ago, 9 years ago now, but still. Craziness all over. Speaking of craziness, the cats have decided to make their appearance on the show as per usual. And then the last story we have here is, you know, there's long been this tension between digital and film photography, especially in the higher end circles. More and more people have switched over to completely digital setups, to the point where the only thing left was two different markets for film cameras. First of all, you had the normal point and shoots that were, you know, relatively simple and easy to use, and then you had the disposable cameras. Well, there was a third thing that I never really thought of. There is an entire generation of people who have all of their all of their important moments in life captured by a Polaroid, to where as soon as you take the picture, it prints it out right then and there, and then you do the whole shaking thing even though you're not supposed to, and eventually the picture emulsifies and creates the document right in front of you. This was the precursor to digital in a lot of ways because people could have an instant result from taking the picture. Well, now Fuji has created a portable printer. So they're calling it the Polaroid for the digital age. Basically, as soon as you take the picture, this printer prints out the picture, as if you say yes. So, I mean, it's kind of cool. I don't know how well integrated it is into the camera setup itself, and if it's low cost, they have an absolute winner, and this could actually drive the final nail into the coffin, because I've seen disposable digital cameras out there, so I think film might be one and done after this, although I mean, it's kind of a mixed blessing, but still there's an entire industry that that is being killed off by the, by these ever increasing advancements in photography. That wraps it up for the Tech Tidbits section we have today, just in under 30 minutes. We're going to play our other PodSafe music, come back with a little bit, then send you on your way. So again, hear from an artist we love here at the Caffeination. This is Small Fish from the PodSafe Music Network with his song Fish. So let me know what you think of this one. Hope you like it. Again, that was Small Fish with his song Fish from the PodSafe Music Network. Hope you enjoyed that one. We do. I don't know. Every time I listen to a PodSafe Music artist, I feel that I have to compare them to some of the other artists that are out there. I was like, you know what? Who would that be? Who would Small Fish be? I would say they'd probably be somewhere, some amalgam of Bare Naked Ladies and They Might Be Giants. Kind of a little bit of a twist to most of his lyrics. Good stuff all around. So hopefully whoever listens to this show heads on over to PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Check out some of the other songs by the artists we've featured today. Now we have our little bit of a general information here. First off, we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it is tech, it's here. We are also proudly listed over at blueberry.com. That's B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. They're a social podcasting network site, kind of like MySpace for podcasts. They're really cool. You can head on over there, see all the stuff that we listen listen to and everybody else who listens to us listens to. We have a couple listeners who found their way over there from that site, and you can definitely see the width and the breadth of the podcast community if you go there. They're much better than, I mean, this is a complete aside other than from the obligatory mention for being listed on the Blueberry, but it's a really interesting way to go about finding podcasts, because there's not a lot of big media podcasts that ever get in there, because you have to maintain your site yourself. So it speaks to me of more of like individual podcasts and people who are putting content out there. One of the other things about Podomatic that never really kind of jived with me or towards the end was that they started getting a lot of big media podcasts, like radio stations who were duplicating their morning show, calling it a podcast. It just never really struck a chord with me. I mean, there was a lot of, I don't know. I mean, I understand the pressure to monetize a podcast. Believe me, this one's been monetized. We're trying to get paid for what we do here. But on the other hand, I think that, you know, some of the old media reaching into podcasts is really killing the genre. I mean, a lot of people are like, so these are just giant advertisements? Like, I signed up to listen to a Dane Cook podcast a while ago. And I was like, all right, this is going to be cool. I like Dane Cook's comedy stylings. And it just kind of died because all it was telling you when his TV show was showing. It was kind of ridiculous. And I love the Blue Man Group, but I signed up to listen to or watch their podcast over there, and it was a little bit of behind the scenes stuff, but everything was an advertisement. I mean, the show in its entirety was an advertisement. Whereas in this show, we have one advertiser who is mentioned at the beginning, and that's about it. That's all you got. The rest of it's pure content. Hopefully you enjoy that. You can head on over to our blog to hear a little bit more about that later on in the week. That's going to be puzzlepiecepro.com/blog. We're going to be sending some cool stuff up on the Caffeination website. Hopefully you're going to be seeing it. Like I told you, it's been a long weekend. We had a whole bunch of crazy things go wrong. It seemed like every time we touched something went wrong between the dishwasher leaking into the bottom of the sink, which made us fix the garage ceiling, to going to start the washer up this morning, found out that there was some crazy fuse box that was attached to just the washer and nothing else. And instead of having the normal, like, attachments for an electrical panel in the house. No. This actually was the old school fuses, the little cartridges, the little cardboard looking tubes in there. So I have to find a replacement for that. Turns out that somehow the washing machine in the basement and the dishwasher on the second floor are on the same electrical circuit. And the iguanas cage on one corner of the house in the living room and the new place the washing machine is hooked in are on another circuit. So it's like they're crisscrossing the house with wires. It's just absolutely crazy. I swear, the guy who had this house before us must have just loved duct tape, because everything had duct tape all over it whenever you open something up. Everything has hooks screwed into the wall. So, I mean, it's just crazy. Sometimes I have to take a step back and go, you know what? He had this house for like 20 years, he and his wife. It's going to take me at least that long to get it screwed up the way that I like it. So, and then the last thing we're like going to talk about here in the general information is this is the season of giving. So we encourage people to head on over to the two charities that this podcast does support. I mean, don't let us tell you where to give, but please do try and reach out to a charity of your choosing this this season. Hopefully you're finding some place to enjoy. So the second one we have on there is Child's Play Charity. All the money that you donate, every single dollar, there is no administrative overhead for this. It's all being covered by the two guys who sponsor the charity. Everything goes to the hospitals and the sick kids, so that's wonderful. Another one is the Operation 2 Million Cups from over at BocaJava.com. They currently have 1,476,592 cups served. Hopefully you can help send some coffee over to the troops and help them stay caffeinated throughout the winter months when they can't be there with their families. Hopefully it's going to be a good season for everybody. Not too much caffeinated bits today. Couldn't really find some new, fresh content, and I'm working on a story that I'm going to be breaking on and throwing out there for the next podcast. It's going to be a review of all the different spices and flavors that you yourself can add to coffee. We're not going to be talking about coffee syrups or anything like that. No. This is all going to be herbs and everything else that you add to coffee yourself, so hopefully you're going to find that interesting. So that just about wraps it up here for the Caffeination. Sorry, hope you didn't really expect too much on the back end of this. We're trying to find all the best news for you. Hopefully you're going to be interested in this. But if you're looking to email us, get in contact with us, you can head on over to caffeination@gmail.com. You can send an email that way, rather. For comments, suggestions, hate mail, whatever else you feel like sending us, our website is and always will be www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. Our MySpace friends account is myspace.com/caffeination. Our personal blog is puzzlepiecepro.com/blog. This podcast has been brought to you by the letter C. C is for coffee, and that's good enough for me. Well, thanks everybody, and stay caffeinated, people.